This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A container ship smashed into a four-lane bridge in the U.S. port of Baltimore, Maryland, in darkness on Tuesday, and the search continues. For victims, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
It was brought down when it was hit by a container ship. The missing are part of a crew that had been filling potholes on the bridge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore.
We are still actively looking for survivors. We know, and that's the pledge we've made to these families, and this is still very much an active search and rescue mission.
The collapse will have a major impact on Baltimore's port and regional transportation. A trucking industry group says the bridge was used by 3,600 trucks a day. I'm Norman Hall.
A United Nations expert told the Global Bodies Human Rights Council on Tuesday she believed Israel's military campaign in Gaza since October 7th amounted to genocide and called on countries to immediately impose sanctions and an arms embargo.
I find that there are reasonable grounds to believe that the threshold indicating the commission of the crime of genocide against Palestinians as a group in Gaza has been met.
Israel, which did not attend the session, rejected her findings. Israel's diplomatic mission in Geneva said the use of the word genocide was outrageous and said the war was against Islamist group Hamas and not Palestinian civilians. The United States said Tuesday it would continue airdrops of aid to besieged Gaza, despite pleas from Hamas to stop the practice after it said 18 people had died trying to reach food packages. U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas demanded its enemy Israel instead allow more aid trucks to enter the war-torn territory, which the U.N. has warned is on the brink of famine after nearly 6 months of war.